Hello, and welcome to Mr. Mar's History Podcast. Google Mr. Mar History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the impact that immigrants to Scotland had on Scottish society, looking specifically at the role of Irish, Italian, Lithuanian, and Jewish immigrants in Scotland. The most obvious social impact of immigration was that it affected the country's population. Many Scots emigrated during the 1800s and 1900s, and so large numbers of immigrants helped maintain and even increase the country's population that would otherwise have fallen. Many of these immigrants married within their own communities. However, others married Scots. For instance, around two-thirds of Irish immigrants to Dundee in the 1800s were women, and this inevitably led to the need for more Scottish and Irish marriages. Mass immigration also changed the type of people who were living in Scotland. Most Scots were Protestant, but huge numbers of Irish, Italian, and Lithuanian immigrants were Catholic, and a Jewish community also emerged in the country too. These new religious groups changed the shape of worship in Scotland. For instance, more Catholic churches were built in areas right across Scotland, and in addition, some Jewish synagogues were built as well, mainly in Glasgow and Edinburgh. Immigrants also wanted to get an education, but sometimes immigrant teachers and pupils would face discrimination in Scottish schools. As a result of this, the Catholic Church began operating their own schools, although from 1918 onwards, the cost of running these was taken over by the British government. This increased population put pressure on Scotland's housing supply. Most immigrants to Scotland were very poor, and so they generally lived in some of the country's worst housing. This led to even greater levels of overcrowding, and also resentment from Scots who believed immigrants were making life worse. During the 1800s, around 40% of Irish immigrants lived in single ends, which were one-roomed homes. These houses had an average of 5 people living there. However, a study in the mid-1800s conducted by the government found that in some poor areas of Edinburgh, there was up to 15 people living in a single end. The influx of immigrants led to negative Scottish views about them, particularly to do with health and crime. The Irish were accused of drinking too much and being violent, and this view was especially brought about by religious battles which took place between Catholic and Protestant Irish immigrants. Many immigrants were very poor, and as a result of this were more likely to have diseases when they first arrived, which again created a negative impression. Immigrants were then blamed for the spread of diseases, in particular Jewish immigrants, who were seen to be responsible for an outbreak of cholera in Glasgow in the late 1800s. Immigrants were often attracted to politics as a way of integrating, but also improving their lives. Many Irish immigrants played a key role in setting up the Scottish Labour Party, and then were elected as councillors and MPs. Originally, many immigrants had been attracted by established political parties such as the Liberals. However, over time, many Irish immigrants to Scotland were attracted by Labour's promises of better housing and working conditions, and also the promise that they would give home rule to Ireland. James Connolly was born in Edinburgh to Irish parents, and whilst he was involved in trade unions, he is best known for his role in the 1916 Easter Rising in Dublin in Ireland. John Wheatley was another Irishman who went on to become a Labour MP and a government minister. Other migrants, especially Lithuanians and Irish people, became involved in trade unions. They set up groups such as the Glasgow Cotton Spinners Association and then campaigned for improved workplace rights and conditions.